This is The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. The search is on for a funding source for building up the local transportation system, the public transportation system like VIA. But the city has hit the sales tax cap. That means something's got to go. And they're looking for something like maybe the Aquifer Protection Plan. At least that's what Mayor Ron Nuremberg is angling at. To tell us more, we're joined by San Antonio Express News business editor and columnist, Greg Jefferson. And Greg, great to have you on The Source.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So is that basically it? There's all sorts of moving parts here, but with Connect SA, the big transportation plan for the San Antonio, they need to say, we got to find some money. And that means that, and we can't mess with pre-K for SA. So it's got to be the Aquifer Protection Plan, right?
That's right. The tricky part is that this program has been pretty wildly popular with voters over the last nearly 20 years. I mean, it was first approved back in 2000 and was, you know, voters supported it three more times for, you know, 5 years each. And, you know, elected officials don't want it to go away, so they're looking for funding. Originally, they'd been looking at the San Antonio River Authority as an agency that could maybe take over at least part of the funding. And when we talk about aquifer protection, what we're talking about is acquiring what's known as conservation easements over the aquifer's recharge zone. That's the very sensitive part where rainwater kind of filters down into the aquifer. These easements are meant to block development. So if you buy an easement, you know, into perpetuity, there's going to be no development. It'll just be raw wild land. And that's, you know, obviously good for the aquifer. And that's what public officials want to maintain.
And with SAWS, San Antonio Water System, mm-hmm. they used to do this, right?
They did, yeah, a long time ago. And I think I forgot to mention, actually, the Sarah board actually turned that down. They were considering taking up part of aquifer protection, but opted not to. That was in November. SAWS, on the other hand, beginning in 1993, they started doing, and this was before the city sales tax that paid for the city's aquifer protection program. So I started buying easements over the aquifer in 93, and they discontinued in 2007, really largely because the city already pretty much had it covered. I mean, they were bringing in and are continuing to bring in about $40 million a year from the 1/8-cent sales tax. So SAWS didn't really see a need to do it. But, I mean, really, the size of SAWS program was peanuts compared to the city. I mean, they have easements over, 28,700 acres and spent, $11 million over, that 14-year period. They also did $2 million worth of land swaps. So it's just a fragment of what the city's been able to do with the sales tax.
So if the San Antonio Water System takes this on, is this going to impact water rates?
I can't imagine that it wouldn't. I mean, I've seen Mayor Ron Nuremberg, who is a supporter of SAWS taking over aquifer protection, quoted as saying that this can be done in a way at SAWS that won't have a fiscal impact on the utility. I mean, if he's got some kind of secret plan, I don't think Robert Puente, who's the CEO of SAWS, is aware of it or has guessed what it might be. I think he has said that, if aquifer protection is a new charge of SAWS and it's carried out over a number of years, a rate increase, could very well be likely. I mean, I don't see how you can do a multi-year program where you're buying conservation easements, from property owners over the recharge zone and, not have to turn to ratepayers at some point. And this, you have to keep in mind, this is on top of a couple of really huge projects that SAWS already has underway, which is Vista Ridge, which is, you know, a 142-mile water pipeline from Burleson County to San Antonio. We're going to start getting water deliveries from that in 2020. You know, that's a that's a project that is, you know, well over $2 billion all told. And it's resulted in a series of rate increases already, including one that's going to kick in just next year, you know, in a few weeks. On top of that, you've got, you know, SAWS having to spend under a consent decree with the Environmental Protection Agency about $500 million to upgrade the city's sewer system. I mean, these are, you know, these are.
And then there's one more. The city hall is asking SAWS to contribute more to the general fund.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, yeah, this year we saw, you know, before SAWS had given a little over 2% of its annual revenue to the city, basically as tribute. That money goes into the general fund. This year, to close the gap, you know, the city asked SAWS to bump it up to, you know, more than 4%. So that was an additional $10 million and some change, which, you know, SAWS could handle.
So we're seeing SAWS, that's the piggy bank that the city hall is raiding to try to pay for this.
Exactly. I mean,
what would it be paying for with transportation, with public transportation?
Well, I mean, if, you know, we're talking about different pots of money.
We're moving things around.
Yeah, the one in sales tax would be reprogrammed and sent to the Via Metropolitan Transit, you know, basically our bus agency, to increase the frequency and reliability of bus service, in addition to funding what they're calling advanced transit or advanced rapid transit, which will play out in the next few years. So that's really what it's paying for. I mean, I think there's a pretty good consensus in the community that, you know, we need a better, you know, San Antonio needs a better, more farther reaching mass transit system. And we've, you know, until this point, we've not really been willing to fund it. The problem is, we're dealing with taxpayer money, so are we prioritizing properly? I mean, is it the smartest thing to ask SAWS to take over, aquifer protection? Is there some other means of doing it? I don't know. I mean, I think we, you know, the SAWS takeover of this project has been portrayed as kind of the best available option, but I don't think we really know that much about
it. So this is there's a lot of hands on this swap. Is everyone on board? Is Mayor Ron Nuremberg, is he talking to people and getting them to buy into this plan really quickly?
Well, yeah, not publicly. He's, you know, the only public comment, I've seen from him was from, Tuesday's SAWS meeting where this subject was introduced, and in a story in today's Express News. I actually broke the story in my column over the weekend, and he, you know, through his spokesman, he declined to comment.
Right. People are saying they're surprised, that they should have been informed, and that this could come to – this will go to the voters in November, and if not handled properly, it could backfire. We could see a revolt from the voters. I want to thank Greg Jefferson. He's the business editor and columnist for the San Antonio Express News, talking about finding a funding source for public transportation, maybe going to SAWS. The source continues right after this break.